Hello, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, as my friend Thomas Sanders would say. We are back for Sense 8, Season 2, Episode 2, Who Am I? Stick around after the opening, because it's going to be good.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What up, AfterBuzzers? We are back. We are here for Sense 8. We are missing a third, but we're going to get into it. Oh, my God. I need someone to hold my hand.
Okay, wait. Here we go. Yes.
We're here.
Well, right now it's just a twosome. We get a threesome later.
We get a threesome later, and that's the best kind of threesome. Right? Hello, everyone. I am your host, Alexis Torres. You guys know me by my face. If you're not, welcome if you're new. We're about to get crazy up in here, so just be ready for it. You guys can find me all over the interwebs at atorres890. But again, like I said, just like the regular Sense 8s, we cannot do this by myself. I've got the beautiful Carrie Lynn. Lane, helping me out.
Hey, what's up? My name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And we do have a live chat. I love that you all are talking. It's great. And we're only, technically, someone asked a question, did we do episode one? Technically, episode one is the Christmas special.
Yes.
So it's episode two.
Yes.
It's a little weird, but it makes sense when you go, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so if you watch it on Netflix, you'll see that
it's considered episode one.
Yeah.
The Christmas special is 2 hours, and I wasn't really aware of that. And I'm like, oh, I gotta hurry up and catch up because I'm excited to be here. And I was like, I love this show.
I love this show so much.
And starting, I was like, oh, it's all back. So happy.
So since you weren't here, obviously, if you guys were here for season one for the after show, we had Cameron Lewis and Nicholas Grava, who are not here because they're busy being hustlers doing their own thing. I've got an all-girl panel, which is pretty freaking awesome. Our third, since she's not here, is Joelle Monique. You've seen her all over the AfterBuzz. Check her out on Black Girl Nerd. She's fantastic. It's awesome. But Carrie Lane, how did you find out about Sense 8, and what was your thoughts about season one before we jump into season two?
I think I just saw it as a new Netflix show and was like, yeah, let's check out this. I think I've watched almost every new Netflix show, generally speaking. I also love any kind of show that's not regular slice of life stuff. So I was like, this looks awesome.
Right?
And then I watched it, and I'm like, I love it. I love it. I love it. Everything about it. I'm like, oh, I love the sex. I love the interaction with people. Yeah. I love the queer representation. I love the action. Like, everything about it. I'm just like, oh, yes, check.
Yeah. I felt the same way when I first watched it. First of all, again, for people who are new, who've never been here, we did do a recap of the season one. Go check it out. It's an AfterBuzz TV Sense 8 season one. But we're going to jump into it because we got a lot to cover in a small amount of time. So we were talking about Who Am I, which I want to say the quote that we got from both Cap and Leto during the interview because it was just so good before we
do this.
And you guys know, if you guys have been here before, I go by person, not by top to bottom of the episode. So just to get everybody caught up. My favorite quote of all time was when we had the interview where they both go, "Who am I? I guess who I am is exactly the same as who you are. Not better than, not less than, because there is no one who has been or will ever be exactly the same as either you or me."
Mm.
And it got me.
It was like, yes.
It was just, woo, there was snaps, there was clapping, I think there was
mic drop.
Like, yeah, there was just all of the things.
Everything.
It was fantastic. So,
and I would say, too, we were talking about this a little bit beforehand, but after being, you've done red carpet reporting?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've both done red carpet reporting. That lady was a bitch.
No, like straight
total
up.
Bitch.
It was unprofessional, and it's just, you
so
don't
rude.
Do that. Like, you don't sit there and
sorry, let's clarify. The woman in Mexico.
Yes.
The woman in Africa, her questions were, I understood her angle, but she wasn't quite as, like, personally attacking. I felt the reporter in Mexico was very personal, very rude. And, I mean, I get you're going for your angle, but there's a much better way she could have handled that. So I was just sitting there like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it was just,
so shut her down.
I mean, I was upset with the lady who was interviewing Cap because it was just kind of like, you can't see. I mean, clearly we all know the reasoning of why she picked this angle because it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, especially in that part of Africa.
Yes. I forget what country.
I don't want to do that because I'll mess it up.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, I got an eyelash in my eye. But at the same time, I like that she was able to change her view the longer that she interviewed him. And obviously the lady from Mexico was clearly just out there just for blood.
Oh, yeah.
Because she wanted a story and it was BS.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She didn't care. Like he said, he's like, you don't care about my answer. And then
so why does it matter?
The great moment, too, of like, it matters. As soon as you label something,
mm-hmm.
oh, that moment too.
It was so dumb. And so I love how she was trying to twist it too, yes, of the fact of just like, well, I mean, you could be lying to your fans if you're not, yeah, really gay. And it's like, well, why would he put, why would he have these pictures and being leaked out if he wasn't really, too much.
And there's plenty of celebrities that's like, are you going to be having sex with them anytime soon? No, you're not. So why do you care if they're gay or straight? Because are you going to be
doing that?
Doing anything? No, you're not. So it doesn't matter.
So we might as well get into Lito, Hernando, yes, and Danny, because of the fact that we're talking about them. I did love the fact that Lito was like, we're going to my premiere. You're coming. You said you've always wanted to go. Hernando, it's happening. Mm-hmm. But I love how when Danny enters the room, she has the two dresses and, yes, she's like, that one. She's like, okay. She like throws the other one and runs over. And it just, I love that we've gotten past this whole, not aspect of like the fact that we dealt with the Christmas episode where the leak happened and it was crazy, but I love that we're kind of back into their regular,
yeah, oh, routine. The lecture though where he turns the art, what is art speech,
yeah, it was, oh,
so good
it was so good,
and very educated, like, yeah, way to spin something and be like, hey, this tells you about you,
yeah, and the fact that, yeah, it was just really nice that Lito was like, you've always wanted to do this, we're gonna have that, mm-hmm, but I also like that Hernando was still kind of reserved because it was so new, it was a fresh open wound that, yeah, he was like, why do I just have a weird feeling of like, you know, be careful what you wish for,
yeah,
which I mean, still, it could have been worse. Like,
that red carpet could have been,
it could have been terrible.
It could have been like the paparazzi at their home when they first came back. Mm-hmm. Michaela in chat says, I love their weird little threesome relationship. LOL, oh, it's amazing. Danny's so adorbs. Oh, I love it too.
Yeah.
It's perfect for like everyone involved. I love like she watches them and she's ready to like, you know, yeah, rub one out essentially. And you're like, yeah, yes.
Yeah, so, and it's, and I love it because there were some people I was talking to who I got people like at work into the show, yeah, and they're kind of like, I mean, isn't it kind of awkward for her? Because like she's not going to receive the love that, and she's like, no, you don't understand. Danny is there because of the fact that she gets off. That's it. She's still treated like a sister to the two of them. Yeah. She just loves to watch. That's, yes, literally all their relationship.
She's a voyeur.
Is.
It works perfect. It's one, yeah, of those everybody involved gets what they need.
Yeah, she doesn't need it. And if she, yeah, really did need to get some loving, she can.
She's a hot girl.
She is,
she can find
gorgeous.
It.
Yeah. She can find somebody, or she can just watch, sure, and then go out to a club and then get back to, yep, you. She's fine. She's having a great time. And again, they treat her like a queen. And that's the whole point. Mm-hmm. And Danny treats them like their family. Yeah. It's perfect.
Oh, Disney magic. I agree. The shade, she, referring to the reporter, the shade, yeah, she threw at Hernando, I didn't recognize with his clothes on. I straight up wanted to murder this woman. Right? That line was so like,
yeah, like, again, you don't do that on a red carpet. No. I mean, clearly, I don't think, yeah, that anybody would actually do this. I mean, maybe like, I mean, I don't know anybody in TMZ, and I'm not going to trash them, but, like,
I was going to say that kind of a channel, yeah.
It seems like something that you would do to get a rise, yeah, out of somebody, but, like, if you hear that on camera, you're going to get fired, usually. Yeah. So,
that's just straight
that
up.
That was now. Definitely straight up for plot.
Well, it maybe it's different in different countries.
That is also true. Yeah.
Because also they point out that, you know, in Mexico, the rules are very different, too, of just what, you know, how acceptable being gay is. So, yeah.
And it was also very interesting because from, if you look at the premieres that he went to when he was in the first season where there's like,
yeah,
giant crowds and so much paparazzi, into this one was like a little tiny crowd with a guy who had a balloon and then like the one reporter.
Yeah.
Like there were still reporters there because you can see photographers, yeah, taking pictures, but like the scale of what
even
it was,
the theater was kind of empty too.
Yeah. Oh, and I love that we had that. It wasn't even like a really like look at this theater pan. It was just kind of like we're looking at what's happening for like a split, yeah, second. Then we,
oh,
cut,
and the
to
people
them.
Who get up when he kisses a woman.
Oh yeah, or they start laughing. It, yeah, was, it was interesting because the fact that a
can't
lot of
win.
People. Yeah, because it's. I think it's interesting because the fact that he clearly, we know what his lifestyle is,
yeah,
now, but I love that everybody just sees it as a joke because in Hollywood, we know that actors
are
gay.
There's plenty of actors.
And we know that they end up being womanizers, Neil, yeah, Patrick Harris, Nathan Lane, a few people like that, but
and
we don't laugh at
actors
it.
And actresses. I'm saying actors, gender, non-specific,
correct,
too.
Yeah.
Like Michelle Rodriguez watching, yeah, Fast and Furious. I'm like, she looks great in Vin Diesel.
Yeah,
I'm like,
but clearly,
that's not what she wants.
That's not what she, yeah, wants. But it's fine, but I think it's interesting because they laugh at it. But for us, it's just like we're so into the character that we forget.
Yeah. Well, you know? They're an actor. They're doing their job of playing pretend.
So I just thought it was very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, but also there's that cultural shock of, sure, like, oh, that's dumb. And just like move on with your, yeah, life. But
pretty
I'm
much.
Glad that Lito, it's not bothering him as much. Like you can clearly see it's irking him, but not enough for him to be sitting there, you know, trying to, you know, yell at people, calling them a villain and whatnot. So.
Yeah.
It's fine. But I did like that. The snickering was stupid. I agree, mm-hmm, with you, Renji. But yeah. I love it. So we'll pass on to him because clearly Leto's dipping in and out of the episode. But like the next person I want to talk about was Kala. So we didn't get a lot of her this episode. Her and Sun were the two people that we didn't really see much of in this episode.
I thought there's a lot with the Christmas special, but yeah, not.
Yes, but with Kala, we saw her more interacting with everybody. But yes. I meant for her solo story.
Oh yeah, no, not so much.
What we got was she finally showed her parents and her in-laws the house, which is every time I see it, I'm just like, I want to live there. It looks so pretty. And also when they showed the pool, I had the same reaction, I guess, as her sister.
It's
like,
a pool!
They have a pool! And like, it was just really adorable. They're trying to figure out how to take a selfie. But like, it was really nice. But the thing is, I wanted to ask you, because I didn't understand, was the father-in-law, Rajan's father.
Yeah. Oh, the dinner speech where he was like, so, I'm doing this thing.
Is he becoming a politician?
I
didn't understand what he was saying. He just said he was an electoral asset. That was it. I don't know what that means.
I think he was doing more involvement with political stuff. I don't know if he was necessarily becoming a politician.
Okay, so he's just.
But I do know that her father was like, did the.
Yeah, I was like, I can't tell what you're doing. I can't tell if you're like really upset or.
I think that was a not good reaction. But even his son was like. Dad.
But also, I like that we got a look into Rajan's family because the wife.
Oh, and the wife. Mom, she's like, yes, it's fine.
Yeah, everything's great. I support your father and everything. And I was like, ah.
You're like, oh, no.
Blink twice for help, Ma. Just tell me. Write it in a napkin and pass it to me. It was all kinds of awkward.
I think we might find out more later what that means. But it was a little bit it was a double take.
Yeah.
No, it was definitely one that's not good.
Yeah, but that house is gorgeous. Kala's gorgeous. I love that she's definitely more involved with helping with Will and Riley, you know, with his, not his condition, but trying to keep Mr. Whispers out of it, you know, and stuff. So I love anytime when, like, Riley's like, Kala, I need you. And she'll, like, get up and be like, okay. And, like,
Kala's like, I'm good. I'm ready to help.
Yeah, I love it. And I love that we've gotten to the point where I know Joelle and I talked about this, and we kind of talked about it outside of the studio of how the transitions for them to come into each other's lives editing's is so amazing. Much easier.
Because so
it was
good.
Kind of like, sporadic in the beginning.
Yeah, but we talked about how, like, you know, they're still learning the ability, so I'm okay with that. I'm happy that by season two, it's, like, instantaneous that there's so many there at one time, or they just... And I think how they shoot it and edit it is so seamless that you're like, I believe that, of them coming in and going
out. Yeah, and the fact that you can tell that, so like, good. Kala is clearly in her own home. It's, like, midnight or 3 o'clock in the morning. She's, you know, Rajan's trying to sleep, and, you know, she's trying to help Will throughout it. Before I continue, because we're kind of halfway, not really, the way that the after show is going to work out is I'm going to try to do one episode at a time. We're going to try 2 episodes next week, but the thing is, my rule, anytime I do a Netflix show, because we can clearly...
We can binge, but
we choose not to because we want to be able to stick with what we see.
Yes.
So for next week, we are going to be covering 3 and 4 together. So we're only going to be talking about today. I only want to see talking in the chat, in Twitter, about episode 2. So next week
would be... No
jumping
ahead, guys.
Yeah, exactly. It would be... And it's fine. You guys can binge and watch. Just try to keep spoilers out and stick to the episodes that we're covering, if that's cool. But again, if we see anything that's spoilery, Carrie Lane, Joelle, or myself will probably delete the comment just because we just don't want... Spoilers. Yeah, don't give you a heads up. We're not trying to kick you out.
Random question, though, too.
Yeah, go for it.
Do you think Kala loves Rajan?
No. I mean, okay, that's actually weird. There's specific
levels of love.
There's levels of love, but not enough for her to spend the rest of her life with him. But maybe she will. I have no idea because Indian culture is so different.
Yep.
When it comes to marriage and divorce and all that kind of stuff. Like, the fact that, like, her friend was bugging her about the honeymoon when she was at work. Like, that's huge because they're like, did you do it?
Oh, even the Christmas special one. He's like, so are you, and she's like, I hate that word, and like, calm down, people. And
oh, yeah, that entire scene was amazing. It's one of my favorites.
I think she loves him in a not necessarily romantic way.
Yeah.
As a companion.
Like a friend. Yeah.
Because he's a suitable companion partner.
Yeah, it's just that.
She could live with him. He would support her. And she could have a life at the same time because she obviously has a job too, so it's not solely like homebody. But like the joke with the not even joke, but the realtor lady of like there could be a nursery, and she's like,
yeah. No, clearly we can see that Kala is being tormented because we obviously want her and Wolfie to be together because they clearly have a connection besides the sensei connection.
Chat room, y'all are thinking, she cares about him, but not in love with him.
Yes.
So. And yeah, we want her with Wolfgang, but I don't know how well that's going to...
We'll have to see. Will and Riley made it work, but you never know. So
Yeah, and it's also really hard, too, of if you're in different countries like that, they're so different that it's like, well, then how do you pick which one you're going to live in? Unless you pick a totally different one.
See, if it was my case, I'd be like, let's just live somewhere we both are not, not eclectic, what is it? Familiar with.
Yeah, it'd pick be somewhere nice. New.
Yeah, mm-hmm. New experiences, new memories exactly. together. But, like, again, we'll see what happens.
Now, the other thing, too, which it's kind of gone by the wayside because I think we assume it all by now. Now, do they all, thinking of Raja and Wolfgang, can they both speak each other's language? Because we've kind of bypassed that they can all communicate, but not necessarily everybody knows English.
We did. Remember, in season one, when they first started to do that, there was a woman, like, Lita was like, why is this woman yelling at me in Korean? Or, like, I can't understand what you're saying. But then eventually when their when their senseis were starting to get a little closer, they were able to communicate, because there was a point in time.
Okay, so it's full immersion, but I mean, like,
in person, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen.
That's what I mean, of, like, if they're like, this, is it automatic Babelfish translation going on, or
I
what?
I don't know. I mean, at least it, telepathically.
Because are we assuming Will and Riley are speaking English?
Yes, because I think Riley does know how to speak English.
Yeah.
So I think that worked out really well for the two of them. But I think when Wolfie and Kala meet, I don't know. I mean, Kala might actually speak English. We have no idea.
That's true.
Wolfie, I'm not quite sure because I don't remember. But I know that for Lito, that might be a little hard because I think he also speaks in Spanish. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm assuming, we're all assuming that they can all understand each other for now. We'll see what happens when they actually all meet in person because I need that to happen.
Yes.
But it'll be interesting. But yes, I think I do like that Kala is more involved now because I felt like her story was just kind of in the background because they were trying to make a love triangle between Wolfie, Kala, and Rajan. But now that she's more, because she's she's in pharmaceuticals and she understands chemicals and stuff,
so smart.
She's more involved in the story, which makes it so much easier.
Oh, and the doctor stuff in terms of with Will, so useful of like, let's not have him die.
Yeah, and I love that she, like, can tell, like, okay, he needs to eat, he needs to do this. Like, it's great. I love that. Another person, again, like, that I said that was really sad that wasn't in the episode enough was Sun. We got to have that cute moment where they're painting on the outside of the, inside the prison wall, and they were talking about what they want to do when they get out. Mm-hmm. That was pretty much it. And we had a scene with her and Wolfie where she was asking about the tiger. That was there. So we can jump into Wolfie now because there was a weird moment with Wolfie and, I don't remember, Felix, I think is his name, yeah? Felix?
Yes.
The best friend? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they were out dancing. I love that.
The club.
I love the fact that they're just like, that's like their favorite thing to do is to go to a club and dance. Like, I don't know if that's like a Russian thing or, wait, Russian? Did I say that right?
Yes. I think he's Russian.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. Someone correct me in the chat. I can't remember if he's
Russian
or German.
And then, everyone's saying, I know they spoke the languages before. I'm just wondering, like,
is it
if Riley, if any of them moved to another country, could they continue to communicate in that language?
Yeah, interesting.
If they're not with the others, or
I want to know if it sticks.
What's the long term effects?
Yeah.
Someone said a good example is it's the TARDIS effect. I'm like, yeah, that too.
But
again, if you're separating from everybody, how well?
Yeah, like I agree with you. Where it's like, what happens when we meet together?
Yeah.
Like without the TARDIS, like it's just the two of them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I mean, at least for
probably.
Yeah, at least for now, I think it's more of like it's just for the audience to see. Like maybe they're actually speaking two languages, but we understand them because it's in English.
Oh, Germany. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. See, that's why I was like, I don't know if it's Russia or German. I think he's from Belgium, maybe. I don't know. Sorry. I can't keep track of all the countries that we're all in, so I apologize. So I love that that's, like, their favorite thing to do is to go to a club and dance it out and
get
drunk. That's great. I think it's fantastic. And also because Felix deserves it, because poor boy has been going through some crap. But this is where I get worried. So they're at the club, and they get brought up to the VIP. They sit down, and they're having their drinks and whatever. And the club owner comes by, says, do you like my club? You know, and obviously talking about, like, you must be a good friend if you're around and whatever. And the fact that I love that Wolfie's kind of a gangster now because of what happened with his family and how he took everybody out and the Christmas episode and things. And the club owner just gives him the club.
Super
suspect. Be here tomorrow for a paperwork signing, and this is yours. And just walked away. So I can't tell if that's, like, a power move. Like, because Wolfie has killed pretty much all of the gangsters in this part of town, and now he's taking over, or
you want to Felix is best friends with Wolfgang, make Felix good, benefits, ripples over?
I don't know. That's why I'm very intrigued to see how this plays out. I don't know if anybody else had a bad feeling about that. Berlin. Yes. I said Belgium, didn't I? I'm all over the place. I'm sorry. Okay. Same B. I was thinking of a B.
No, the other one.
But yeah, do you have speculations or?
I thought he was doing it to make Felix happy because Felix is friends with Wolfgang.
Cool. Yeah, I have a giant question mark over his story right now.
But so it's like, very suspect.
Happened? Yeah, I just think it was too easy. But again, yeah. I don't know if it's out of fear or he's doing a power play.
I go more power play.
All right. I want to know what you guys think too. Because, oh my gosh, it's insane. Yes, it has been 2 years. I just realized that.
It's been a long time.
Since the first season.
It's one of those that took forever. And then I actually rewatched the last episode, but I almost feel I want to rewatch all of it.
Right now I am rewatching the first season, just because I need to.
Because there's little details that you go, okay.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're saying, for places, just our own devil's advocate here, they're not saying the places is right away, because they've already been there for a little while.
Yeah. So I know for a fact of where we are currently. I just forget exactly where everybody is, because, again, we're jumping from place to place. Yeah. So I apologize. Mm-hmm. I need to get better with that.
Yes.
Anyway, so, well, now we're going to jump into Cap, because the fact that we kind of talked about him a little bit in the beginning. So he's clearly enjoying his time being, you know, the driver of Van Damme, which is fantastic. I'm glad that we've got their friendship, everything. And of course, we have a different reporter who's also kind of sassy.
Yeah.
You know, and I love that that's why I wanted to get Joelle's opinion on this, but you can ask her next week. Hmm. On the fact of how this woman was saying that, you know, how dare, you know, I don't watch these violent movies where the white man is the hero and this. We don't have to get into that. But I love that Cap had a very level head, which I loved about his character, was that he was like, it's not about that, it's about courage. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I grew up, and it also shows that we didn't have 80s movies where we had a black character who was just, you know, that was like super famous, mind you, that was all over Hollywood or wherever you want to call it, and was showing all these great action movies. He was the hero and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, I know that I had uncles who were like, Bruce Willis is the king because of this, and, you know, Chuck Norris is this, and Bruce Lee and this. So it was like, there's not a black hero like that was in movies. So I get that, but it's not supposed to be about race. It's supposed to be about what the movie stands for, you know? And I like that he did that. I thought that was great.
And I wouldn't necessarily say it's like color blindness either. It's one of those like, but that's not the point. Like, representation absolutely is important, but like, you know, just because like if you and I watched a movie that has a male hero doesn't mean we can't identify with him. Be like, oh my gosh, it's not a woman. Oh, I can't relate. Yeah. Be like, no, it's the integrity of the story, and that's what matters to him.
And you have to look past that. I mean, I know that, again, there's a lot of other factors that come into it, especially when you live in Nairobi, where it's just terrible all the time. And I like that they brought that up. I mean, I'm one of those people that I'm like, okay, clearly we can see that you absolutely fell in love with him, got wet, whatever the hell you want to call it, when clearly he wrote with the quote that we said earlier. Because immediately she was just like, what are you doing later? And I was like, girl, you just tried to ruin him, like, via on television. And now you're like, now I want to hit that.
She's like, did we get that? Was that good?
And I was like, I just want to throw up, like, high five you in the face with a chair. But I am glad that it's not just like, oh, she's just doing it because she fell in love with him. She wants to pick his brain.
I think she wants to know more,
Yes. It was my initial first thought of like, what are you doing? What is your end game? Because I'm just a suspicious, terrible, garbage human being. But I love that they sat there. I think they were having coffee or they were getting a bite to eat and they were just chatting. It was just really nice. But I also love that his friend was just like, yes, he'll go with you. God, please take him. And I'm like, that's rude.
You are the worst wingman ever.
Make him sound desperate. That's fine.
Yes.
But no, I did like that. And the fact that they had a very good conversation about their past and how their grandmothers and what they had to go through. But the fact that their courage is what got them through the tough times. Mm-hmm. It was so good. I mean, it was very short, but it was so good.
It was nice to just have them have a conversation.
Yeah.
And then I'd say, Renji, I disagree.
What? We're not going to get into that. This is not the show for that. Well, you can reserve that for the Iron Fist show. After show. You can ask them. Anyway, so now we're going to get into the nitty gritty because we have pretty much our last three or four people, which is Nomi, Amanita, Will, and Riley. They were kind of all together.
Yes.
So Nomi and Amanita obviously are at a college because they're trying to find some sort of professor or someone who knows about, I don't know the term, I always forget the term. It's like homosense, oh god.
Yeah, I know. I just saw it.
I wrote it down, and then I got rid of it because I ran out of room on my computer. So, but you know what I'm talking about. So the fact that they went to...
They're like humans, but not.
Yes. So the fact that they found one professor who talked about another one, then they went to Chicago to go talk to this guy who also had a student.
Yes.
That was Mr. Whispers. Insane. And I love how they were able to trickle down that line of trying to find him.
Well, it's good research. Like, a good way to find someone.
Amanita and... Oh, I can't remember the guy's name.
I didn't catch his name. But they're awesome.
Yeah. This dynamic trio is perfect. And I love, love, love...
Homo Sensorian.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. There's a lot of names. And the fact that, like, oh, it's just so cool how they were able... Also, like, the entire lesson plan was a lot of science jargon that I had a hard time following.
Oh, the lecture?
Yeah,
the lecture. Oh, I liked the lecture.
But I thought it was so good for me.
They filmed it well that you could follow what they're talking about.
Yeah, but for me...
I got worried when he's like, they're in this room, and I'm like, what? And then he's like, I'm one too, and I'm like... Okay, but I think that was the point. That's what they tried to do, is make you get, like, a little worried, like, what?
When the students giggled, it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I know
what you have that think. Split second where you're like, what? Huh? Yeah, that's my, like suspect, like,
No.
Yep.
Bug, there he is. Thank you, Michaela. God, I don't know what I'd do without you. But, like...
Yes, Bug was great.
But, yeah, so, like... So it was really cool to see them, one, running around a school field, like the campus with their little plaid skirts and their heels. Adorable, by the way.
I think it's great, but if they're trying not to really get that much attention, I'm sorry, running on campus does get people like going, what are you doing?
Nah, I mean, it depends, because I've seen students run on campus before, and also lesbians like to stand out, which I'm like, go get it, girls. Like, I know, because my ex-girlfriend was the same way. Like, she was like, we're like, oh, we're going to class. So she wore, like, the, Necklace explains it all. Why am I forgetting her name? But anyway, she wore that yellow plaid and, like, a button-up and, like, the heels. And I'm like, girl.
Oh, Clueless.
Yes. The other C.
Yeah.
See, I told you guys, I'm just terrible with names.
That's okay.
And yeah, so, like, just running around on campus, especially when you're late, oh, hell no. Like, I will cha-cha heel my way all the way to class.
Not saying they can't, but it's one of those that's still, like, I thought they're trying to be more
subtle. Yeah, they're trying to be subtle. Yeah,
but it's not. But Amanita, like, with her, I do love her hair.
I want it so bad, but at the same time, me and dreading my hair is never a good thing. I tried it once. It's terrible. But I do love it. I do love it. That's something I want to cosplay, so I'm going to try to make a wig and everything with it. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the fact that they were able to talk to the professor and try to get, you know...
Do you think he was lying?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm like, you could clearly see, because I'm a suspicious person, that man is suspicious. I don't know how you guys felt about it or how you felt about it, but I felt like he was hiding some shit.
I go like 80-20 of him lying, but I'm like, if he's not, I wouldn't be surprised too.
I feel like he's not, he might not know everything, but he definitely knows a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
Too much is involved with that they've gotten to him after.
Yeah, and the fact that he's like, oh, I recognize him, and this and this. Yeah. Like, I feel like you would know what your students are up to, but then again, some professors are different. I just feel like for someone who's doing that same kind of research that's kind of in the same wheelhouse, it's too close to home. I feel like he knows something that we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Nice. And so we obviously get back down to brass tacks when it comes to Will and Riley. Will is not looking good, y'all. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad that hopefully, especially at the end of this episode, because they got a win, maybe he's going to shave and get cleaned up or something. Because this boy needs a shower, he needs a cheeseburger, and he needs some help.
Will.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I also like that everybody in the Sensates were like, you can't keep doing this alone. Like, you have us here. Let us help you. But it is in the cop nature to be like, I got this. Let me do it. I got it. But I'm
still need backup and a partner.
Yeah, but that's what Riley is there for. She is backup. She's very supportive. I loved seeing her and her dad together.
Oh, that was
bringing
so sweet.
The food and, like, because, I mean, just she always, we've been hearing about him all season. Like, all first season. And I love that we got to see him in his element, playing his ukulele and just being this laid-back guy. And I love how he's supportive of his daughter, even though he doesn't know all the details, which I'm really glad he doesn't, because the less he knows,
and he doesn't push her too hard for it. He just kind of is like, weird shit's going on, but you're okay, right? And she's like, yeah. He's like, awesome.
I love how she's like, we're supposed to be, you know, laying low. And he's like, I am. Like, I'm just hanging out. Enjoy.
Yeah.
And
I love these adorbs.
I do love the fact that they did... had Mr. Whispers think that they were in Iceland from the seagulls
so smart.
And the church.
So glad with the speaker. And I'm like, oh, good. I was a little worried, too.
I know that Will and Riley are just a smart pair.
Yeah.
I mean, the entire Sensate is. But I love that they were able to figure that out. and trick him.
Yeah.
And the fact that we got little things of, like, the fact that we're seeing little bits of his life, yep. Mr. Whisper's life with his wife and the horse and, yep. you know, little things like that. I was a little worried at first when Will was in the interrogation room, and he's like, I know you're in London, I see the outlet, and I can, oh, you know, yeah. and clearly when he took the outlet off the wall, I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do anymore. My heart just dropped like 10 feet. And then when yep. we started to speculate about the room, I was like, this is insane. But now I felt a little bit better, especially after our end scene.
Oh my gosh, that end scene was so good. I was like,
I'm going to go buy yes! it real quick because we're running out of time and we have 10 minutes left and I want to get into predictions. So we get into, we have a moment where pretty much we have Sun and Wolfie talking about just, I love the mom and the tiger story. I thought that was really, really, yes. like, adorable because I really want to know more about Wolfie from her mom's side because we mostly learned from the dad and
yeah.
his background. So I loved seeing that he was kind of like, he was tapping Morse code kind of into to know who they need to get, and that Kala was able to bring him back. And they were able to find the meeting that he was in.
So they found brilliant. Out. They're like, it's happening now. It's going now. And you're yeah. like, what? And see,
and we found. I love this things that they were like, they know that. What are these? I know these buildings. It's in London. The letterhead, IFGF, Yale grad ring, clay dog, three kids. And then we got the name, Richard Wilson Croom. Holy crap. And I loved seeing Mr. Whispers, like, freak out. He's like,
I've been compromised.
I've been compromised. As he's, like, grabbing all of his shit. I've been compromised. And he's, like, running out. But I love when Will grabbed him. And he's like, you think you're hunting us? We're hunting you. Boom. And I was like.
I know. I was like, yes.
Yay. And I tried. I was so good, you guys. I didn't hit next. I waited because I can't
nope.
watch it
yep,
yet.
We're not going to do it.
Got to do it next week. Or pretty much after the show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got in the lead, guys. Like, it's happening. Like, mm-hmm. it's so good. I mean, I know that you guys are probably, like, way past. You guys probably finished or whatever. But, like, dude, this was such a good win. What did you think of that
the
scene?
Oh, so good. It was so nice to finally get them being on the, you know, offensive this time.
Yeah,
because they've just been so behind. And so this was finally, like, how they were able to pool all their resources. Like, this is the point of them being all together of, like, you can use everyone's resources. It was the perfect, like, you know, sports analogy idea of, like, pass, get it, shoot, done.
No,
like, got it.
That was the best way to do it because they were all on top of it. They were all waiting.
Yes.
They were all ready to go.
They got it all.
So I'm very intrigued. But that was pretty much the second episode. That was intense, and I can't wait to see what happens now. Because sometimes we get into, like, not filler, because we usually stick with the theme for, or the main plot for the entirety mm-hmm. of the season. But I do love this, the random episodes where we get to know more about our sensates.
Yes.
So, but predictions for next week, since we don't know anything.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Oh, yay. Time traveling introvert. NC episode 2 had me jumpy and screaming. I was here at the studio,
dude,
so I was trying to be quiet, but I was like, yes.
Yeah, no, I was at work rewatching it, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh, man, woo. Just a good stretch.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, so next week, we haven't seen the preview. What do you think is going to happen after this win?
I think they'll be able to much more quickly narrow down the locating of him. And I don't know, though. I'd be kind of worried, though, if we just get rid of Mr. Whispers. I don't think that would solve all their problems, obviously, because mm-hmm. there's other hunters, which was kind of briefly mentioned.
Yeah.
But that'd be a major win to get rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he'll be around for at least a while.
Yeah, I did forget to mention that we did get to see Sarah's mom again. And the fact that the little girl
that
died.
Oh, that was nice, yeah.
That was really nice to go back there because the fact that we know who killed Sarah. Oh, mm-hmm. that scene's always hard to watch. And the fact that Will is still keeping mm-hmm. up his promise, mm-hmm. and I think that was enough for him to really concentrate on what he needed to do. And I loved Amanita and Nomi being able to meet her and see that someone believes them.
Yeah.
You know? Clearly we
well,
have people.
I love that she's like, right away, she's like, she believes them and everything, which is great. But the thing that I always admire, too, is it's really hard. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever had it where you're on the phone with someone and you're talking to someone or, like, or even, like, in the chat and listening the double, like, how they were mm-hmm. listening to Will and the mom at the same time and yep. being able to be like, you're not helping, like, hold yeah. on. Like, you almost have to pause each one because you can't quite.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes.
It's hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's why, you know, but I also love the style of the show, and I'm so glad that it exists.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing like it, and it's so good. And that scene was also really touching because it was just really nice. And I also love the fact that, like, she can get through it without crying now because she's, you know, been there and enough people has visited her. But we did see some new people with,
Yes.
I'm not even gonna try.
It's all right.
But we saw new people other that were talking. Talking to Sarah. Yeah. And I'm not Sarah's mother. So I'm hoping, because I saw in the trailer, we do see there are other Sense8s out there. So I want to see if we're gonna meet up. Clearly we are, because in the trailer. But like, how is it gonna? Is it gonna be bad? Because it looked like there was an altercation. It's gonna be insane this season.
Well, the other thing too with the mom is she brings up, it's like she knows her daughter is gone, but hearing the stories of her kind of like brings her to life a little bit.
Yeah, and the fact that she knows that she's,
and they're good stories. It's not like this horrible thing happened. It's like,
yeah, and
nice
the fact
memories.
That Sarah's just trying to, you know, connect to people, and it's not just like, oh, I have unfinished business, kind of, but like the fact that she's just you know, letting you know that I'm okay, and then, you know, and I'm assuming that they're divorced, the mom and the dad, but. Still, it's just
well,
really
death of a child definitely can.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that it happens.
She didn't. Well, so, he didn't seem to be around when they were there, but
yeah. So I don't know if he died or if they divorced, but still, I think it's really great that she can still hold on to not that hope, but the fact that she can be positive with people that she doesn't even know, who know Sarah and Will.
Do you think there'll be a time when they all come together in the same space?
I would hope
physically.
So.
I was wondering that, because then I'm like, I wonder how they would all pick, like, the meetup. And it's like when you meet people online, and, like,
it's
if you all are friends, and how do you get everybody to one spot? How do you pick that
I've done
one
it.
Spot?
It's tough. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's...
Especially if they're around the world, too.
Yeah, it's
that's the
rough.
Other thing.
You know,
over.
But, I mean, I know that that's what they want. They want to meet up eventually. Mm-hmm. It's just there's a lot of things, obviously, clearly in their lives, and money, and time, and things. Mm-hmm. But I think they want to wait until it's completely
or jail.
Safe. Yeah, I'm hoping Sun gets out, because that would be nice.
Oh, I think that'll be soon.
Yeah, so, but I'm really intrigued what you guys think, because we got to wrap up now, but I'm really intrigued to see what you guys think of the after show, and what you guys are expecting for the season, and hopefully, you know, we get a season four, that would be, or season three, sorry, went like two seasons ahead, a season three, because this show is just perfect. Also, I want to know what you guys think, because the fact that, do you guys want us to do double episodes, or one episode? Mind you, we've been doing this for, what, 45 minutes, and we did one episode.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. So please leave comments down below. Do you like the one episode at a time? I know this is a binge-worthy show, absolutely.
Yes.
But with so much that happens in it, it's a lot easier to break it down one at a time. Now, I do love that some of you were saying in the chat how you watched it all and now you're going back, which is awesome.
I love it when
and
you guys do that.
We do have really strong willpower to not do the next.
Oh, it's so bad, you guys. It hurts. It hurts my, like, just, oh, my soul. But no, but let
But then
me know.
You get to, like, savor that one thing.
It's
and you're like,
nice.
Let it marinate.
But yeah, but, like, we want to know, because we do this show for you guys, because we want to talk to you, because you guys love the show just as much as we do.
Yep.
And Joelle says the same thing, but we want to do it for you guys.
A couple of you are already voting for one. Thank you. Because then we can pass that on and let the,
yeah,
let
the
our higher ups know. Be
know
like,
what's going on.
Fans want one.
Yeah, so definitely put it in the
you
comments
guys.
Down below. We also have an iTunes. Don't forget, AfterBuzz on iTunes.com. Mm-hmm. Find the Sense8 After Show. We're on there. Tweet us all the time about what you guys think, what you're excited for, who's your favorite character, all that good stuff, because we want to talk about the show 24/7 if we can. We just can't do that because we have lives.
I was going to say everybody's kind of becoming my favorite character.
I mean, they're all my favorite characters.
Season one, I maybe had a little more like moments where I liked it, but
yeah,
now with
no.
everybody blending so much in all kinds of ways.
I can't choose.
Oh, it's so good.
But I know there are people, because I'm like, even though Amanita's not technically part of the cluster, she's like my favorite though, because she's like the best, because she'll cut a hoe for anybody.
Well, she's such a good side character that's not part
right?
of the group.
Yeah.
Because there's...
I mean, so was Hernando, and so was Danny, and everybody, but, like, just, I don't know what it is about Amanita, man.
But
she's like
more
best.
In
Needs.
On it. She knows more what's going on.
True.
That's the problem, is the others don't know yet.
Yeah, and
yet.
They'll get there. They'll get there.
Yes.
But, again, we want to thank you guys so much for joining us and hanging out with us here on the Sense8 panel here at AfterBuzz TV. Carrie Lane, where can these awesome people find your beautiful face?
Yes. Oh, you're so nice.
Hey, man.
You're beautiful.
I don't have ugly friends, man.
yes, you can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E on Twitter and Instagram. And a little mini shout-out to Espionage Cosmetics. I got my blood killer nail wraps, and I'll be posting photos of those. And they have really cool, nerdy nail wrap stuff.
Do it. And you guys can find our third, Joelle Monique, at Joelle Monique, all over any platform. Also find her at blackgirlnerds.com. You can find me all over the interwebs at atorres890. Some people were commenting on my tattoos. They are not real, but they're from Inkbox. You guys should go check them out. They are 2-week tattoos that last, and they're fantastic and super easy. It takes like 10 minutes. Anyway, guys, thank you so much, and we will see you guys next week for episodes 3 and 4.
See you then.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.